from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Well, 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 here we are. The Extra Point Show on a Thursday, week number one in the National Football League. It's a day of firsts. Right? It's the day of first. It's the first game in the 2024 NFL season. Tonight, you have the Ravens and you have the Chiefs, of course, opening at Arrowhead Stadium. It's also the first day of school for a lot of people, including my son, who's 10 years old. So today, a little emotional. I had to get him on the bus this morning. You know, he's going into sixth grade. It's bittersweet. You're like, oh my God, how are you growing up so fast? But a day of firsts around Western New York and across the NFL, no doubt. I am here live today at Northtown Kia. This is an amazing setup. We have WGR merchandise. We have Paula's Donuts while supplies last. We already had people here grabbing Paula's Donuts. So get down here, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. It is Northtown Kia, and it's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here. You got to see Stephanie. She's the keeper of the wheel. She'll let you spin the wheel, and then she'll give you some merch. We have a grill here. We have, a cornhole set. We have barbecue sauce. We have cars all over the place. I might have to drive one of these off the lot. I just got my car from Northtown literally like 2 months ago. It's amazing. I love it. So come on down. We got a lot going on today. I have a special guest I'm going to get to in a minute. This is very unprompted, very unexpected, but I want to line up what we got going on today. All right, we're here at Northtown Kia. Want to make sure you know that the tailgates are up, so let's celebrate Northtown Kia's Telluride tailgates every Saturday in September. Enjoy complimentary tailgate food, giveaways, and stop by to enter to win a Northtown Buffalo Bills game day experience, including 2 tickets to a Bills game, parking and tailgate supplies, no purchase necessary. And while you're here, check out the great pricing on new and used Kias. Telluride tailgates every Saturday in September at Northtown Kia in Amherst, right here, 3900 Sheridan Drive. Northtown Automotive Group is the official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. At 11:15 today, we're going to hear for the first time in the regular season here from Joe Brady and Bobby Babich. We'll bring that live to you. They're going to be talking down at One Bills Drive. I'll bring that live to you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And then practice today at 12:30 p.m. We'll recap everything from yesterday. I want to talk about week number one, not only across the NFL, but with you today and remembering home openers. Actually, just openers. This is what I want. Light up the phone lines, 803-0550. Let's remember some openers. Let's go back in the Wayback Machine. I don't care if it's from 2 years ago, if it's from 10 years ago, or, as our next guest can even get to, back in the 1960s, tell me about a home opener, an opener or two. It can be on the road, but I think it's the home opener is special, right? Give me a memory or two of something you really just love being in that stadium for, you love watching. It didn't even have to be a Bills win. It could be a great play. It could be just an amazing game, whatever it is. We'll walk through some openers here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is very unexpected. I look up. And I see my friend Jan. Jan walked into Northtown, and she's like, hi, Sal. And I said, oh, my God, I thought you were just, like, fixated and sitting in the stadium every single week. But you, because you're such a fixture at your seat, Jan Gallo is joining me. Now, I want to tell everybody who Jan is, and I'm going to ask you a couple questions here, and I welcome you in. Jan Gallo, if that name is familiar with everybody, Jan's son is Vincent Gallo, who is the famous actor, producer who made the movie Buffalo 66 with Christine Ricci, who was in it. And you have been a Bills season ticket holder since the 1960s.
and I see you every game inside the stadium. Inside, you are braving all the weather, all the elements, right there in row one, inside the tunnel, right next to the tunnel. It's amazing. But you go all the way back to the Rock Pile days. Thank you. I am honored you came out to my show here today. Thank you so much.
I'm honored to see you, Sal.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. This is amazing. What was your first year with season tickets?
My first year was in the 60s. I was 6 months pregnant with my first child, and it was very bad going to that stadium. You got beer. You were drenched with beer. And
this is the Rock Pile we're talking about.
The Rock Pile, yeah. Right. When I left for the stadium, I'm 6 months pregnant. I have my older brother who has one leg. So my husband said when we left, Jan, you get hurt. Don't come home.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
well, I did come home. We did win.
Okay.
And I stunk of beer. And you got to remember, I was 6 months pregnant.
Okay, so the movie Buffalo 66 that your son made,
yes.
The basic premise is that his mom has a child and misses the championship of the Buffalo Bills winning the championship. So she always resents him his whole life. So he resents the kicker who missed the kick.
Right.
Obviously, a lot of that plays out in real life in a lot of ways. How much of an inspiration were you at all for that movie?
For the movie?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get to see it until it was really final.
Okay.
And to me, the movie, Vincent, you have to know Vincent.
Okay.
It was very artsy, you know that.
Yeah.
And I would not go to the cemetery and still cheer on the Bills when my son was,
yes,
you know.
Yes, of course.
So that was, you know, but a lot of it was true. I'm very meticulous in my house.
It's amazing.
And if you've seen him fixing the bed with Ben Gazzaro's, that was really me. And then, of course, I don't know, being Italian,
yeah.
He brought the pot of tripe out in a pot. I don't serve like that. So that was upsetting to me.
Well, listen, it's an amazing movie. He has an amazing career, but you have seen a lot. I'm asking people today to give a call about some of their best memories, but you've spanned decades and generations here watching the Buffalo Bills. Who are some of your favorite players to watch over the years? Some of the guys you've got to see, whether it's in the old Rock Pile or at the current Highmark Stadium?
No, I must tell you, my favorite is Jim Kelly.
Okay.
And Jim has stepped up. He looks for me, throws me kisses. On my 80th birthday, he sent me a special video, which that woman was in charge of it.
That's incredible.
And I was at a meat raffle, and there's, you know, hundreds of people there. And all of a sudden, they said, there's a woman here who's 80 years old who's been a season ticket holder for 60 years. So I didn't think it was me, and all of a sudden, this crowd stood up. But there was only 8 people at my table, but this crowd. Well, if you've seen the video, you thought all these people came for me.
Oh, I think they might have.
Then they showed Jim, and he said, I was his number one fan. He said, I'll see you down on the field, which I've been on the field with Jim.
Did you ever think about not having a season ticket, like during the drought years or anything?
No.
Did you ever think
no.
about giving them up and saying, I just can't do this anymore?
Sal, I moved to Virginia for 18 months and didn't give them up. And I came back. I kept flying home.
That's amazing. That's incredible. So you watch me go back to Jack Kemp, Jim Kelly years, of course.
Daryl LaMonica, all of them.
Everybody. And what do you think now about watching this freak of an athlete we have at quarterback here in Buffalo, Josh Allen?
You see what I'm supporting?
Oh, my Josh.
I love my Josh.
Yes, that's right. You do. You're supporting Oh, my Josh. But this team right now, I mean, there's been some heartbreak, obviously, the last few years. What do you think about the 2024 Buffalo Bills?
Well, you know, this group of guys are so different when Jim Kelly and Daryl LaMonica and Thurman, they're so different. We used to go to Fredonia and watch them, you know, practice. Now it's in Rochester. So different. So, but this group of guys,
yeah,
they're still different than, I'll never give up.
I get you, but you know, watch, you have your favorites, you have your groups that you love. Things change over the years, but one thing I've always said to people, Buffalo is a little bit different. You can go to a lot of these cities. These guys are part of our community. You get to know them a little bit.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how many cities you can go to where they're looking for you in the stands and, you know, and getting those relationships.
Right.
Matter.
Well, I still have Andre Reed that'll come and say, hi, Mom.
There you go.
You know, so these are all great memories, and you know where I sit.
I do.
And all these kids want autographs, you know. Well, I call them little ones. I don't mind the little ones coming, but when they come with their father, who is 300 pounds, and they love it. I get more letters saying, thank you, you were so great. My kid will never forget this moment. Some of them, it was their first game. So
you'll be in rare company of someone that actually has been able to sit in three different Buffalo Bill stadiums in the National Football League.
Right.
Coming up in a couple years. When you drive down, when you go to the game, we're talking about Jan Gallo, by the way, Vincent Gallo's mom. When you drive down Abbott Road and you see that new stadium going up, what do you think?
Oh, my gosh. I went to the Bill store last Saturday, two weeks ago.
Of course
and,
you did.
And I was starting to cry. I said, oh, my gosh. That was the first time I seen it kind of formed. Now I hear by the end of the season, they're going to start to put the cover or the dome up. So that's going to be exciting, yeah.
Well, I'm honored you came here. And this is unprompted. No one's asked me to do this, but I will tell you, I think people have nominated you for Fan of the Year, and I think that's a great nomination. And if anybody wants to look into it, they can. And I don't need to be, you know, promoting anybody specifically, but I know that if you got it, it would be amazing, because I know that you've been there through all the thick and thin. And for you to come in here today to Northtown Keith, the Extra Point Show, to say hi to me, I'm so honored.
So, I want to tell you, I've been there with broken arms, broken hips, and my knees, and I still didn't miss a game. Three games all those years.
That's amazing. Jan Gallo. Thank you, Jan. Enjoy. We got some Paula's Donuts. We got some cars
here. Okay, Sal.
Thank you very much. And I'll see you Sunday.
I'll see you down on the field.
All right, you got it. How about that? That is Jan Gallo. That is Vincent Gallo's mom. What a special guest. Absolutely amazing here that she walked in, Northtown Kia, and she's here. And this is what we're doing here. We enjoy football. You're great. I no problem. Yeah, I don't know. You can talk. You can ask Stephanie for whatever you need over there. She's taking care of everything. Come on in. Stephanie's helping us out here. WGR merch, Odyssey merch. It's a great day. It's great weather out here, and we have a football game on Sunday. Thinking about talking about home openers or openers in general for the Buffalo Bills over the years. I mean, when you think about the last several years, really, there's been some even disappointment and kind of surprises, right? Let's go backward. Let's think about last year, going to New York. I mean, that was a Monday night game, of course. We had to wait an extra day to get that game in for the Bills, and it didn't go that well. It was Josh Allen throwing three interceptions. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers gets hurt four plays into the game. I remember being in that stadium, and if you're a football fan, I get it. Like, Aaron Rodgers goes out, and if you're a Bills fan, you're like, hey, they don't have to deal with Aaron Rodgers the rest of the game. But, man, it was so deflating as a football fan to be in that stadium at that time, because you knew that this is he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He just got into New York, and what a great weekend to celebrate. And then all of a sudden, man, he could be out for the year. And I remember talking with Jets fans in and around the stadium during that time. That's a memory that I know it's not a great memory for the Bills and their fans, the results of the game, but that's something I'll never forget, being in that stadium for that particular game. You go back a couple years ago, it was the reverse. It was the early season game. The Bills played on this day, tonight, the opener for the NFL season. They were in L.A. against the Rams, and they just control the game throughout. I mean, if you go back to that game, actually, you think about it, I think it was 10-10 at halftime. I'm going to go and take a look right now at the overall box score. It was 10-10 at halftime, and the Bills just came out in the second half and really took care of business against the Rams. And that was a game where you knew, okay, this is a Buffalo Bills team that once again is going to be, you know, contending. That was right after 13 seconds, obviously, the first game out of the chute. Remember that year, they go to the Rams, they win 31-10. Then they beat the Titans at home on Monday Night Football the following week, 41-7. They have a similar situation this year where they go to Miami on a Thursday night next week, and then they have a Monday night home game the following week. So they're going to have like 11 days to prepare. And I think the Bills will be in a really good position there. But those are two of those two most recent games, both night games. Thursday night in 2022 at the Rams. Monday night in 2023 at the Jets. The Bills play a regular old Sunday afternoon game this year. And I, for one, am thankful and happy about that. I love Sunday afternoon home games in Orchard Park to start the season. Somebody pointed out to me, and it's true, that, and I looked at it, and I actually had to text. What I did was, when I heard this stat, I texted my buddy John Harris, who is the sideline reporter for the Houston Texans, and I said, will the Texans have the roof open or closed? He said, it hasn't been open in a long time, so it's going to be closed. Think about this for a second. After Sunday, everybody, after Sunday, the Bills will not play an outdoor afternoon game until October 20th against the Tennessee Titans. Because they're going to go to the Dolphins at night. They'll have a Monday night home game against the Jags. They're going to go to the Ravens on a Sunday night. They're going to go to the Texans, who are going to have the roof closed. And they're going to go to the Jets for another night game. I mean, heck, they only have one afternoon game, and that's going to be indoors. So after Sunday, enjoy Sunday. Enjoy your 62 degrees and a little bit breezy. Because after Sunday, you're not going to get another Sunday afternoon outdoor game for the Buffalo Bills until the Tennessee Titans roll into town on October 20th. Home openers, openers in general, what comes to your mind? 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let's get it started and get connected with our fans. Let's go to Bill in South Carolina. Hi, Bill. You're up first.
Hi, Sal. So, yeah, my memory is when we beat the Dolphins back in 1980 after they had beat us for the entire decade of the 70s. So, you know, when we were, like, behind and we came up two touchdowns, I think, within the last 5 minutes of the game to win 17-7. And then the crowd stormed the field. The craziest thing is, back then, you used to be able to bring thermoses into the stadium, and I had one of these short things that you could put, like, an iced tea thing with a spout on it. And I had, like, three short boy bottles of beer that I was able to sneak into the stadium that I could put inside this cooler. So at the end, I was on the field with all the rest of the crazy people, and I was tossing this.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Bill. Did you storm the field and help tear down those goalposts in 1980?
I didn't tear the goalposts down or rip up the carpet, but I was tossing the thermos around, and of course, every bottle inside there, empty bottle, broke. So I had this thermos full of broken glass leaving the stadium. But yeah, I was down on the field for sure.
I love that, man. And you know what? Back then, things have changed now, Bill, and you probably know this. They actually have the automatic, like, lifts and go up and down for the goalposts. Now, you have security anyway, lots of security. You're not going to get on the field. But if you were able to, you would not be able to tear down the goalposts manually because they take them down automatically now. They just basically come down via, like, an electronic lift.
Right. I watched the guys carry the goalposts up to Ralph Wilson's box.
Yes. I love it.
And, of course,
I remember in 88 when they came down. I wasn't there. 88 after they beat the Jets to win the division for the first time in several years, right? I remember that one. And then they came down a little bit late, another couple years later against the Dolphins. But I bet you, Bill, you are not alone today, and thanks for the call. A lot of people thinking about that particular game in 1980 to open up the 80 season after the Dolphins beat the Bills 20 straight times. And now the Bills have kind of flipped the script. Hasn't been perfect against the Dolphins, but in the Josh Allen era, they pretty much own the Dolphins. Let's go to Dan in Orchard Park. Hi, Dan.
Boy, he Bill just stole my thunder because I was 20 years old, 1980. The only thing I'll add, though, is to my knowledge, I've been watching football for 60 years. I do not remember the post coming down in an opening game of a football season in professional football. I can never remember that, so it was an incredible moment to see that level of passion. And I know it's unsafe, but it's a shame that you don't get to see the posts come down. I remember I took my son to the Patriots game where we came back and beat them after not beating them for many, many years as well. And I thought for sure, I said, we're going to get on the field, but they didn't do it, you know? So they definitely put a stop to that, which is kind of sad.
Here's what I want to know, Dan. I'm not sure about this. I've always wondered this. What about before that? Like, who started that? When did it first happen? Somewhere in the country, college, NFL. I know the story about 1980. I mean, I was a 7-year-old kid at the time, so I wasn't, like, watching that and understood what was going on necessarily. I don't remember it. But, like, when do you remember it ever happening before that? Did Bills fans kind of start that? It had to happen somewhere before that.
No, that's a great question. I do remember seeing it in college, just like you see the floor stormed in during a basketball game in college, you know, occasionally. But I do not, I don't remember it in the pros, to be honest with you. I don't remember it. And Buffalo definitely had a thing with it because I was on the field when we went to one of our Super Bowls. My memory gets a little blurry which AFC championship game it was, but I was out with my wife, and it was a cool moment.
I appreciate it, Dan. Thanks for the phone call. Lots of great memories and moments inside that stadium, which, by the way, as I was talking with Jan Gallo a little while ago, let's remember, I mean, think about it this way, everybody, okay? Including preseason, there's 18 games left inside this stadium. That's it. 18 games left. And it's it. It's done. And they're moving across the street. I mean, you have nine regular season games this year, right? And then eight next year, whatever it washes out, and I forget. But either way, because there's 10 each year, and they've already played. They played their first two this year. So eight regular season games this year, nine next year, one preseason home game next year as well. And you never know. Maybe there's less than that. Maybe the Bills have a Europe game or something like that. But that's it. Then they're getting into a new stadium. Lots of great memories created in this one over the last 50-plus years. Maybe some more on Sunday. Let's hope. Jim in Niagara Falls, you're up next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What's up?
Hi, good morning, Sal. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. Thank you.
You know what? I lived in different parts of the country, especially Kansas City. I lived there for a couple of years. But they're talking dynasty teams. I was at the Cleveland game in 1989. Unfortunately, Ronnie Harmon dropped that ball in the end zone. And I'm there.
Yeah, I was there, too. I was in 10th grade, and my dad drove us. That's a playoff game, though, right? That's not the opener. That's the playoff game.
Yeah, I think it was a wild card game, if I can remember. But I'm 55 years old. I was born in 69, so I grew up with O.J. and Joe Ferguson, so I've been
right
through it all. Father,
I got you, buddy.
But anyways, the Bills could have won the five straight Super Bowls. If it wasn't for that Cleveland loss, there was a year prior to when we went to four.
That's exactly right. That's why the K-Gun was started, because of that game and how well they did late in the game. I believe it was a divisional round game. The Browns go on, and they wound up losing, obviously, in the AFC Championship to the Broncos a couple different times. But, yeah, that's a great playoff memory. Looking for your opener memories if you can. Thanks for the phone call, though. I really appreciate that. Rob in Connecticut, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Sal. What's going on? I hope all's well, and I'm sure Max is going to do very well in school this year. So
yeah, I don't know if his dad's going to do well, but he's doing well. So, yeah, for sure.
Anyways, first I'd like to give a shout-out to Kia. We just bought a brand-new Kia Sportage 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
so
how about that?
Yeah.
Like, we got Mike Ahern. Mike, we had a caller call it, and he just said he bought a brand-new Kia Sportage, my caller here. There you go, see? So how about that? Shout-out for Rob in Connecticut. So thank you. We appreciate that, Rob. Thanks for bringing the juice here to Northtown Kia on the Extra Point Show. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, I always like to bring the juice. Anyway, the game that the home opener was against the L.A. Rams a few years back when Josh Allen stiff-armed, I forget the player it was, but he threw that stiff-arm and threw him down like a rag doll. And then the rest of the game was just, it was so fluent. That game, we did everything right, and I was looking forward to the season. And a matter of fact, at that time, I could still see the game. I could watch the games. So it was very, very fun to watch how well they played. They were a fun team to watch. And I wish nothing but the best for this season coming up. It's going to be a roller coaster ride. So with that, Sal, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, you got it, Rob. Always a pleasure to hear from you as well. 803-0550. Looking for your Buffalo Bills opener memories today as we head towards 11:15 when we're going to play you and hear from, live from the stadium today, Joe Brady and Bobby Babich. Of course, Joe Brady going into his first full-time year as Bills offensive coordinator. He was the interim offensive coordinator last year for the last eight games. And Bobby Babich going into his first time ever as a defensive coordinator, and we know now play caller as well for the Bills. Let's get connected with our fans as we've been doing that. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, of course, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Come on in here physically today to Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive. I'll be here until noon, so you got plenty of time to grab a Paul's Donut. You can spin the wheel and grab some WGR merch as well. Harry up in Canada. What's up, Harry?
Hey, good morning, Sal. I kind of want to take it a little different, a different approach to the first game. To me, this is pretty much every first game as the Bills Mafia tailgater for the last 20 or so somewhat years. You know, we all get to the parking lots early. All of our tailgate material are properly stored.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Board, clean, barbecues, spick and span, and it's always a fantastic, you know, first game experience from an organizational point of view. But then, as we get into game 6 or 7, everything's all over the place. Barbecues are disgusting. But that's the life of Bills Mafia. I mean, some, I'm sure, are a lot more organized, but I speak sure. for many in my parking lot.
Harry, that's a great call. Thank you. You're right. That is a different perspective, but one that is very impactful nonetheless. I can already kind of smell the barbecue as I roll in down Abbott Road before the game on Sunday. I'll be getting there about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and it's already front and center. The smell, the sights, the sounds. It's pretty amazing. And now you have the new stadium being built across the street as well. Great call so far. We'll take some more of yours as well here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio live with you from Northtown Kia today, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. Come on by. I'm going to be here till noon. So if you're out and about in the area at all, it's beautiful weather. Come on by. I got Paula's Donuts. We got WGR merch. You can register to win some Buffalo Bills merch from Northtown, of course, the official dealership of the Buffalo Bills. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back. We'll take more of your calls on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, talking Bills openers over the years.
To quote Thanos, fine. I'll do it myself.
Let's go.
Let's go in the red. And yes, you drink this in. You drink in the red Josh Allen jersey, and you know the red Infinity Stone is the reality stone. And the new reality is that the NFL's most overrated player is the NFL's most valuable player. Josh Allen is your MVP, perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
Well, that is Kyle Brandt. I'm guessing, was that on Good Morning Football that he did that? I mean, Kyle's got so many different things going on. Thanks, Josh. He's picking Josh Allen for MVP. Look, I mean, if there's a year where Josh should be able to have a real good look at it, it's a year like this where there are lower expectations a little bit from on this team nationally. There's been a lot of changeover at wide receiver. Josh has to kind of elevate those around him, and that's how you win an MVP. He's been right there in the mix. I just think it's nonsense when I hear people talk about, well, he doesn't have the hardware, doesn't have the MVP. The dude's been in the top five of voting 3 of the last 4 years. I mean, he's right there every year. Only one person can win it. It's the same thing. Only one team can win a championship. It doesn't mean you suck if you don't win a championship. It's hard to get there. It's hard to do it. You fight as heck as you can. And yes, I know there have been many mistakes over the years and things that can happen to change that from a team standpoint. But, man, and Josh Allen has had a very good look at it. He hasn't won it yet. I know Lamar has two. Patrick Mahomes has multiple MVPs. I think this is a year where if Josh – I'll say it this way. If Josh has the kind of numbers he normally puts up, which is what, 4,200 passing yards, 30-something touchdowns, if he has that and the team wins the division, I think he's your MVP. I think he's got to be, considering this cast that he has around him, considering the expectations going into the season, nationally at least, for the Buffalo Bills, and maybe even locally. Taking your phone calls today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Sal Capaccio with you here at Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. Luke in Buffalo, give me an opener, buddy. What do you remember?
Hey, what's up, Sal? Thanks for taking me.
You got it.
So, home opener, 2004. My dad was a Buffalo public school teacher.
Yep.
Some box seats over at Ralph Wilson Stadium, and that was the Marshawn Lynch era. And I remember like a super boring game. We definitely lost, but yeah, that's my opening memory. And taking the girlfriend to her first game ever on Sunday. So pretty stoked for that.
All right. I love it. Taking the girlfriend to the first ever game. Hopefully she has great memories that she can call at some point and say, I remember when my boyfriend, now my husband, took me to a game in 2024. Jake in Toronto, go ahead. You're on the air, buddy.
Hey, Sal, love the show. First time, long time.
Thank you.
I think it was 03. It was Patriots were in the middle of their, you know, Super Bowl years, and we trounced them. I think it was 38-3 or 31-3.
31-0.
Forget the defense. 31-0, okay. And it was the lineman who recovered the fumble, went in after a sack fumble. And that week was on the cover of SI. That was the NFL is back, and it was him celebrating his touchdown. So that was a great opener.
That was Sam Adams. You remember that, Sam Adams?
Yeah.
He was the big guy, right? And I'm going to look up the cover right now because I remember that. And he said, I think the cover said, Away We Go or something like that on the cover, if I remember correctly. That's a great memory. Love that one as well. Let's go to Joel and Clarence. Hi, Joel. You're on the Extra Point Show, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Go ahead.
Morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, the memory I have, and bear with me, I think, I'm pretty sure it was a home opener, was against the, I believe at that point, the St. Louis Rams. During the Super Bowl era, and I believe it was the opening kickoff, Steve Tasker laid a hit on a guy, laid him out flat, and I don't remember the player's name, but all I remember was like that feeling was like, oh my God, this season is off, we're off and running. again, I'm pretty sure it was a home opener, and it was the opening kickoff. I don't know if you remember it or not.
I don't remember the Cardinals game specifically there. I went to a lot of the Super Bowl era games. I remember they opened with the Dolphins
at home. This would have been the Rams. This would have been when they were...
Oh, yeah. They did play the Rams back in the 80s, I believe, before they went into the Super Bowl era. And that might have been, that might have happened. I remember that. There was a Vikings home opener. There was a Rams home opener in there. You're right about that, Joel. I'll have to go back and look at the exact year. Thank you. I appreciate that. Man, I got to go back and look at the exact year because you're right. That happened. I don't remember the exact opening kickoff, but man, good call on that right there. And I'm sure Steve can talk about that too on One Bills Live today when he's on. Hi, Marvin. You're up next, buddy.
Hey,
Marvin on a cell
phone. Morning.
Phone.
Yeah, my opening day was 1964, Kansas City against Buffalo.
Okay.
And I believe the score was 35-12 or 13. Buffalo really beat the crap out of them. That's when the heyday with Kemp and LaMonica was on the team, too. He got traded, though. And Ray Carlton and Billy Shaw, Sustak.
Man, you got a good memory. I'm looking at it right now, Marvin. 1964, September 13th, Bills beat the Chiefs 34-17. I'm looking at it right now.
Wow. Well, I was close a little bit.
You were. The Bills were up. The Bills were up 30. How about this? I'm looking at the box score. The Bills were up 31-0 in the first quarter. What?
Oh, they killed them. It was a killer. Yeah.
Gogolak with a field goal. Glenn Bass with a pass from Kemp.
Yeah,
Dubenyan with a pass from Kemp.
Gogolak.
Yep. That's right. Dubenyan catches a touchdown pass. Glenn Bass
again
catches another win. All right. How about this? And then Tom Sestak returns a pick six for a touchdown to make it – Sestak, thank
That's
you,
right.
31-0. Man.
Yep.
That was
a long time ago.
Well, you got a sharp brain right there, pal. Thanks for that memory. I love it.
Well,
when
I call you, that's why everything I say is valuable.
Everything you say – I'm not going to argue with you, Marvin. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. You got it. All right, you got it. That is Marvin. Let's go to Dano, I believe it is, in Tonawanda. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Sal. Thank you. So, you know, I'm a lifelong Bills fan. I was born in 64. My father was actually in War Memorial for that championship game. And there's a picture of him, actually, a video of when Kemp's getting carried off. My father was in his London fog on the field going by. But my greatest memory was in 1980 when the Bills beat Miami. It wasn't a really good game because there was a ton of turnovers. And, I mean, Ferguson had a really bad day, but so did Greasy. But what was so memorial about it is that, you know, we had season tickets. Our family had to move to San Jose, California in 78. I came back in 1980 because my little brother had lost his leg. and he was here with my father, and I was going to help him get them back and forth to school. And the game was not sold out, so I had to buy tickets right before the game, right? So the Bills win this game, and the one I remember the most, obviously being emotional, right, was there was grown men in the section where my father had season tickets. I think it was 121, right between the 20 and the 30s, by where the players come out. And grown men were crying, and, you know, holding each other, crying, and everybody was screaming. They went on the field, tore the goalpost down, and it was a magnificent beginning to that season. And I'll never forget that memory. But
Dano, I got to tell you, I'm looking at the box score, and you're right. I didn't realize Joe Ferguson threw 5 picks in that game that they won.
It was horrible, man. He tried to give the game away. It was terrible.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. I mean, wasn't the cleanest game. But, you know, when you say about grown men crying and people crying in the stands, I think to the Bills beating the Colts or the Ravens in the COVID year, being at home and winning those games in the playoffs, you remember the same emotions were flowing through that stadium. You know what I mean?
Listen, if you look back at the fans, even back to the 60s, right? Now those are the grandpas, right? And now it's like the love of the team is carried down to the children through the generations. And that's my father instilled the love of the Bills in me, and it's never left me no matter where I've lived. I've been all over the country in my career. I'm back home now. But I'll tell you, it's truly being a Buffalo Bills fan is more than, you can't really explain it. I lived in the Bay Area with 15 million people. And they couldn't sell out the Raiders stadium. I said, I grew up in a place where there may be 2 million people, and there was 80,000 people packed in that stadium for decades.
So, I love it. Thank you, Dano. Yeah, thanks for sharing that story. That's great. Passing it down from generations. Speaking of children, how about Jessica Pegula last night? I mean, unbelievable. What a performance. I mean, I have never been that dialed in to a tennis match in my life. And I try to catch Jess when she's playing, in majors, when she's on TV, I'll try and peek in here or there. I try to follow her. I don't follow tennis regularly, necessarily. I know some of the big names, obviously. But I know, going back years, that she's had problems with Swiatek. And why not? She's the number one ranked woman in the world. And, of course, right, she's gotten to the quarterfinals 6 times, never able to break through. And here she goes last night at the U.S. Open, and she's playing the number one ranked woman in the world, again, 7th time in the quarterfinals of a major, and she did it. And she was on fire. What a performance last night. Congratulations to Jessica Pegula, daughter of Terry and Kim Pegula, of course, owners of the Buffalo Bills and Sabres. And now she plays in the semifinals for the U.S. Open tonight. And if she wins, she's in the finals on Sunday, which is going to be pretty darn awesome. So, great job. I mean, just that was fantastic last night. I was dialed in. I was at a fantasy football draft last night, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching it on my computer. And the guys, we're in this big garage, my friend's garage. And they're like, what's going on? I'm like, wait, it literally, I'm not kidding, came up to my pick when she was at match point. And I said, can you just pause it? I need to watch this final point. And they did. It was great. It was super cool. Great job. Congratulations, Jessica Pegula. Let's go to Chris in Virginia. Hi, Chris. You're on WGR. Chris, you there?
You mean Sardinia?
I'm sorry if I don't have your name right. It's on Chris on my screen, but that's you. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yes, it's me. So, my memory would be, I think it was the 2000 season. We opened up against Tennessee. It was an 8 o'clock game. I think it was the year right after the Music City Miracle.
Yes.
And so somehow, and I don't know if the rules were different back then or not, and this is going to be more of a tailgate story than a Bills story or a game story.
Okay.
Somehow we were able to get into the parking lot at like noon. And on the way in there, we were driving through East Aurora, and these people had put out like a couch and a chair for the garbage. So, and 20 of us went to this game too. So together, we had 20 tickets together. So we picked up the chair, we picked up the couch. We got in there early. We had a tag in the back of my truck. We parked in one spot. My buddy parked in another spot. We set up a tent in between. We set up basically a living room in the middle of the parking lot with a keg and 20 people and a beer pong table, and just had a fantastic day. And
I love it. And that's Alex Van Pelt. Remember, he started that game, right? Didn't he start at quarterback that game for the Buffalo Bills?
I don't know if he started it, but he finished it. I feel like Rob Johnson.
Oh, you know what? You're probably right. Let me look at the box score real quick. You know what? Johnson started, Van Pelt finished. You're right. My apologies. Yeah. Great job on that. Yeah. Rob Johnson, 9 of 18. 9 of 18, 107, a touchdown, 5 sacks in that game. Not a great, pleasantly played offensive game, but the Bills did wind up winning that opener against the Tennessee Titans. You got it, Chris. Thanks. I'm sorry. What's your first name?
Chris, yes. But as you said, Virginia.
It is Chris. Okay, I got you. Oh, that's why. See, Josh back. He didn't quite catch that, so I apologize and thank you for that. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah,
thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right, you got it. We're going to take a time out here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Great memories about Bills openers over the years, home, away. I mean, whatever you're thinking of. I mean, I'm thinking of a game in Kansas City in 2011 when they just completely blew out the Chiefs. That wasn't a road game in 2011, right? There's been some road openers that come to mind, but really it's the home openers. It's being home in that stadium, in Highmark Stadium, that really I think people think about. The Jets overtime game ends badly for the Bills at a kickoff return for a touchdown. Remember that one in the early 2000s? I'm sure a lot of you do as well. There's been a lot of them we could talk about, but some of yours, we're taking your phone calls today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Keep it here. Okay, let's get right back after it. You guys are great. Lighting up the phone lines today, remembering Bills openers. Dave on a cell. Go ahead. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Hey, Sal. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Thank you.
Oh, I got a piggyback on Daniel's call. Bills, Miami, 1980, September 7th. As Van Miller would say, a sun-splashed Rich Stadium. Absolutely amazing. That was probably... The 1980 team, outside of the Super Bowl years, was probably still my favorite team. Chuck Knox, a young roster, Joe Cribbs.
Yeah.
Even in that game, you had a fake punt by Greg Cater. You had, what, 3 picks by Jeff Nixon. They benched Greasy for Don Strock with 5 Ferguson interceptions, and they still managed to pull that out. I still look back at that and just I still shake my head.
That team finished 11-5, went to the playoffs. It wasn't a great ending. I know that was a year, I believe that's a year Fergie got hurt in the playoffs, and they could have beat the Chargers, but he got hurt in that game, and that was an ultimate downfall for the Bills, but a nice season there. Good memory. Thanks a lot. Josh in Williamsville, go ahead.
Hey, Sal. So the year was 2008, and I think it was an opener against Seattle, and I was at the game, and I remember being in the stands. It was the, like, you know, early days of social media. There were, like, smartphones really weren't a thing. And I remember people starting to mutter, like, you know, oh, Tom Brady just got hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And, and then it turned out that, found out he was lost for the year. And I remember being in the stands finding out about it. And, you know, of course, that's the year we start 4-0. And we kind of remember how that year ended. Not great.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, you think about that, how things have changed and, you know, getting scores and getting information around the league. Now it's right at your fingertips, the fantasy football and all the information you have. And, of course, you know, social media. But you're right. I remember that year, too, and people saying, like, I've heard those stories, like, going into the bathroom at halftime. And what are you talking about? Brady this, Brady that. Pretty wild. Thanks for that memory. Bob in Manhattan, you're up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Hello. My memory is Dallas Cowboys at was in the early 70s. My boss was from Dallas, and we drove up with our wives to the game. Dallas was a 12-point favorite, and it was a windy day, rainy, drizzly, and Dennis Shaw was up there with the aerial circus, and the score was something like 49-45. And every touchdown, we were in back at a goalpost, and we had to, go into a crouch because people were flying through the air to get the footballs for every field goal and extra point. It was unbelievable. You really had to be very wary back then before the screens were up.
That's amazing. That's great. I mean, we're going way back here. I'm trying to look for this exact game, and I don't know if I can find it necessarily, but I appreciate you letting me know. Boy, 64, 65. I know in 65, was that someone called earlier Boston? They opened up with the Boston Patriots in 65. I'm looking at some of the openers of, you know, before my time, basically. But thanks for that memory. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Herbie in Williamsville. Hi, Herbie. You're on the Extra Point Show.
Hey, Sal. How's it going? 1986.
Good, thanks, buddy.
New York Jets.
when Jimbo walks out of the tunnel, running out.
Yeah.
Up. Even though
very,
we lost,
very good memory for me. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Even though we lost, we all knew that we had a franchise quarterback. You know what I mean?
I agree with you, Herbie. Yeah, I do. I remember that year when he signed, and he comes to Buffalo.
Yeah, it was like August 12th.
And he comes off the plane, and they make him the million-dollar man, basically, and he goes against the Jets, and that's, I think, still at the same time, the New York Sack Exchange, right? That's Klecko and Gastineau in that group,
that's
right?
That's when Klecko hit him, yep.
Yep, over. And in the first pass, remember the first touchdown pass? He threw a little swing pass to Greg Bell.
Greg Bell, yep.
I love it. Awesome. All right, that's a new one, and I appreciate that, Herbie. Thank you for that and bringing that here. Jerry in Amherst, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Sal. This got nothing to do with a particular game, but I tell younger people about this, and they just can't believe it was really true that it happened. At Rich Stadium, back when we were a lousy team, we were lucky to win two games, they would allow anything to come into that stadium. And me and my friends, which was quite a few of us, we could actually bring in quarter kegs of beer, you know, like those huge coolers on construction sites. We could bring those in with vodka and teas. And then at halftime, if you went down by the scoreboard, there were people down there with hookahs, bongs, joints, the whole bit. That's how crazy it was back then. A lot of people just don't believe me that could have ever happened, but it did.
Hey, man, I believe you for sure. I believe you. I've seen a lot of things over the years and on social media and when that was first starting out and the whole thing with lots of stuff going on in the parking lots and tailgates, but that's a different era, and I absolutely believe you. We'll take one more this hour. Scott in Massachusetts, you're up next. Go ahead, buddy.
Hi, Sal. My memory goes back to 1969. I was a senior in high school in Orchard Park, and for my birthday, my parents had got me a ticket to the home opener, which was against the New York Jets. And that year, the Jets were coming off their Super Bowl victory, Super Bowl number 3. So when they came into the stadium, all the Bills fans stood and gave them a tremendous ovation for being champs and bringing some credibility to the AFL. But as the cheers started to die down, there was a guy a few rows over in my section who yelled out, "Okay, you bums, now you're on your own." And it just cracked up everybody around our section, and I've never forgotten that. It was a great memory. I don't remember exactly, but I think the Bills went on to win that game, but they didn't have a very good season, so...
Well, thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. I love some of these older memories that I was not a part of, I was not around for, I was not alive for, because I can imagine. I feel the passion in a lot of the fans' voices today when they call here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Very, very cool of you. Thank you so much for everybody who's calling in. We're going to hear from Joe Brady and Bobby Babbitt starting at 11:15. They're going to be talking down at One Bill Drive. We'll play that for you here today in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. That'll actually allow me to kind of say hi to a lot of people who are coming in and saying hi to me and want to win some stuff and spin a wheel and grab a Paula's Donut, because we are here at Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive, for another hour on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.